iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. It is Jay Hunter. I am hanging out at the back of the Chameleon Club with Ryan Patrick and also Tony from the band Otherwise. How you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Glad to have you guys joining us and glad to see you back on the road.
Yes, we're very excited and we're happy to be here on a Friday night in Lancaster. Lancaster.
Lancaster.
You guys have a soft spot for Lancaster. Do you hang out with the Amish?
Yeah, bread. The bread is just so good. It's so fresh.
It has to be. The furniture is so damn uncomfortable.
And they churn their own butter.
That's why you wanted to come here.
Yeah. Right?
So now, how many years have you guys been together? I mean, Tony, I know you just, I shouldn't say just, you joined the band a few years ago now. It's felt like yesteryear, but it was like 3 years.
Like
but I mean, Ryan, how long have you guys been together now? It's been...
Well, my brother and I have been together since I came out of the womb.
Well, yes.
And we started playing music together about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago now. So
okay.
Let's see, 17, 20, 15, yeah, about 12 years. I joined the band 2005, 2006 time. And we were in Las Vegas for many years, playing the circuit, bars.
Yeah, you know, the whole growing up in Vegas and everything, like, that's not a normal childhood upbringing, is it?
It's very different.
Yeah.
So, like, you grew up
to
learning
us,
blackjack?
And yeah, exactly. To us, it is normal because that's what our childhood was. But then when you realize what other people's upbringings are like, sure, yeah, it's definitely different. But... there's also somewhat of a town around the strip, you know.
Gotcha.
There's still hiking and water parks and, you know, basketball games and Sunday
yeah.
football and but then, you know, Sunday night strip clubs also. So
awesome.
Growing up too.
And you had that like right when you were a senior in high school, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, fake IDs were as easy to get as, you know, detention slips.
I have to admit, I am a Las Vegas virgin.
Oh, man.
I am. I was gonna come out.
Bro.
I was gonna come out for Rock into Spring, and then you know,
you
life
came
happened.
For Scars and Stripes.
Oh yeah,
and that's what
yeah.
that was a festival that we played with. Three Doors Down and 10 Years
yeah.
and Hell Yeah, Pop Evil.
There's always good festivals and different
it was
shows
really
going on there.
Uh oh, they're coming for us, Tony.
They found my stash.
I was going to say, the nice part about pre-recording these is that you can edit that out, but hell with it. We'll keep the siren
yeah,
in.
Yeah, man. Keep it authentic.
So who were your inspirations that kind of led you into to do this for a living?
For my brother and I, we could probably refine it down to Rage Against the Machine, U2, Bob Marley, Stone Temple Pilots. I know Tony has a soft spot in his heart for Stone Temple Pilots, too. Incubus. And believe it or not, the zinger, Third Eye Blind.
Ooh.
That one's very, my brother and I are extremely partial to that band. And I don't know. We wanted to, my brother especially, you know, he started singing and he wrote, the first song he ever wrote was a song called Heaven, shortly after our grandmother passed. And,
oh, was that the inspiration then?
Yeah, yeah. It started when our grandmother passed, and we ended up finishing it and recording it for the record shortly after our cousin had passed away. And so, he wanted to rock out and have a voice and a platform. And as soon as I went through puberty, I was rocking along with him too, you know. And then the band stopped sucking. When I joined.
Of course.
Yeah, no.
Picked up the guitar.
Yeah, no, we did a lot of work in Las Vegas to garner somewhat of a fan base. And then more so is like, okay, maybe we could do this. Let's do this. We're going to make this happen. And along the way, you know, finally we've got to a point where we have great artists and musicians by our side rocking with us, like Tony and Brian Medeiros, who is the new guy now. And this new record is really going to showcase this energy of where we are at this point in our careers.
So you said Heaven was the first song that was written?
That my brother ever wrote, yeah. Very, very, very.
And then that wasn't recorded.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Until
years
your
years
first
and years and
nationally
years.
Released
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
And then how did things hook up with Ash Costello that you guys got her?
Well, we're on the same label. And we were actually looking to do, we were going to have Maria Brink sing
okay.
on it. She actually did a version of that song but management and what they were doing with Blood and their whole push, it kind of wasn't syncing up. So we're like, okay, let's try somebody else. And Ashley Costello, you know, Don Robertson, the president of our label, put it together, and it just worked out really great when she came through. So
awesome. And I do want to, I will talk a little bit with you then in regards to the first album again, but it's hard to believe that Peace at All Costs has already been out for, what's it been now, 3 years?
In September, it will be 3 years, yes.
And now you have a new album coming out.
Yes, love, it's called Sleeping Lions, baby.
Sleeping Lions. And do we have a release date for that yet?
Yeah, September 22nd.
September 22nd. And the single will be out prior to that?
Right now, tentatively speaking, the single should be hitting radio around July 31st, I believe. But that's all in discussions right now with management and label and the radio team. So we're kind of the last ones to find out. And when it comes to these things.
And we can do a debut of that single right now, right?
Oh, sure. Why not? We'll do an a cappella version of it right now.
Sounds great. No, you can definitely be certain that as soon as the song is released, that we'll be playing it right here on iRockRadio.me. In the meantime, I was going to say, you know, we can play something new if it was going to be released sometime sooner. But, you know, you have a plethora of music out there that's just all great. So whatever you want to play, what is your favorite song that you've come out with over the last two albums?
Tony, what song do you like the most that you have to
over
play?
Over the last two albums, meaning Peace at All Costs and the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You know, I still have always been really, really partial to playing Coming for the Throne. I just felt like it was the strongest riff this band has had, and they play the crap out of it.
Okay.
And it's the most palatable big rock riff that this band has, probably still, I would say.
Cool.
What's your favorite song off the new record?
My favorite song of the new album is called Dead in the Air. You'll hear it one day.
All right. You'll be hearing that one later. We won't confuse you too much. Right now, let's throw it out there. It's Coming for the Throne, otherwise on iRockRadio.me.